when the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of the disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed. The purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" Jesus responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. As it is written, this people's honor me with their lips, but not their hearts, and far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within defiles. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blaspheme, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile."
Good morning.
Peace be with you. Thank you. When we look at our readings today, our focus is on the law, the statutes, the commandments of God, and how we are to observe them, both heart and soul. I think sometimes we use the heart for everything that shows our desire that is good. But yet, we have to remember we're heart and soul. And when we understand that, then these readings today and what Jesus is speaking of in the gospel makes a lot more sense. First, the heart is a seat of passion. It's a seat of our senses. It's a seat of our desires. And so, therefore, when we fulfill those, we have that sense of fully being alive. Our soul is what longs for perfect love, which is the truth and presence of God. And when we think of the commandments, if we only keep them with our hearts and we don't allow it to enter into our souls, then we're limiting ourselves in the ability to be able to live out those statutes, those decrees, those commandments, if you will. Remember again what a commandment is. Don't think of it with just your heart. It's not a limit to what you're allowed to do and what you want to do. Okay? A commandment is the guidelines to allow your soul to direct you in the direction that it wants to go. And that is to the love and truth of God. So the commandments put a kind of a restraint on our ability, maybe we call it discipline when we're doing it well, to do what God wants us to do. But if the commandment never enters into our soul, then our heart tries to make a way for us to feel that we are accomplishing what is very difficult. And so we begin to add other things to it to keep us from breaking those commandments. Or we do other things outwardly so that people know that we care about the commandments more than our own senses, more than our own passions and desires. So when we hear Moses speak in Deuteronomy, he begins right away by saying, "I gave you the commandments. Don't add other stuff to it. Allow what you hear to be able to enter into your soul." How does he say? He says it like this. He says, "Observe them carefully, thus you'll have evidence of your wisdom and intellect to all nations." If you keep these decrees, everybody will know your intelligence, the ability of your body to absorb what God wants from you, and the wisdom that your soul desires it more than anything else and leads that body to that truth. If you do that, then you will look to all nations as the people of great intelligence and wisdom. St. James tells us almost the same kind of thing. He says, God gave this to us So let us not just listen to it, let's act upon it. Not in the way that we hear the Pharisees and the scribes want to act upon it, but in real true charity. Remember on Ash Wednesday, we always hear about the hypocrites who pray in public or do fasting in public, right? Or give alms in public. See, those are things that allow other people to see what we're doing. But those aren't the important things of washing cups, dishes, and jugs. It's allowing it to enter into our soul. So I'm going to tell you a little story here. I stole this from a great priest, Father Roniel, who gave this homily last night. So I like the story, so I'm going to steal it and share it with you. So Father tells a story about this Jewish rabbi who's trying to have a service, right? And there's this crazy wild chicken outside, and it's yakking, clacking all over the place, and the people can't concentrate. So he sends a guy out to tie this chicken to a tree to calm it down. So they go on with the service, and week after week, this chicken is tied to this tree. And all of a sudden, he gets transferred, and another rabbi comes, and the chicken dies. So he says, oh my goodness, the chicken died. We've got to get another chicken and tie it to the tree. So they take another chicken and tie it to the tree. And the third rabbi comes. He says, why is this chicken tied to the tree? He goes, oh, we can't have service without the chicken tied to the tree. So you see what I mean? We add things that has nothing to do with our ability to keep the law. So let us do this then. Let us look at the intelligence of the law that speaks to our heart. The Ten Commandments are quite simple. We have three commandments that guide us in our relationship with God. To love God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength is the ability to allow it to penetrate our soul. We have the fourth commandment, which tells us to honor our mother and father. Why? Because when we honor our parents in the baptism they give us, then that honoring them allows us to honor God and then complete the rest of the commandments, which is a relationship with one another. Jesus doesn't add to the law, does he? He simplifies it. He simplifies it to heart and soul. He says, love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. If you do these things, then you will live. So what should be our mission then? I think our mission should be simply to remember that these commandments are important for us to understand and see how they can discipline our passions, our desires, and our appetites. But if we stop there, then we fall short. Let us seek wisdom. What is wisdom? To know like God knows, right? That's what the soul wants. Every command God speaks is love and truth. That's what the soul wants. And once it enters into the soul, then the heart can follow simply, not with outward signs for others to see or tying a chicken to a tree. It will truly be the things of charity to others. And when we begin to do that, then the lying and the passions of our hearts and all the things that Jesus mentions will not come forth because they will be placated by that wisdom and love to follow that narrow path to that gate of heaven. So when you come forward to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, the bread of life, remember, he had to first become the sacrifice at the altar. Before we can receive wisdom and strength from God, we too have to become a sacrifice. And when you receive him today, thank him for the gift of the sacrifice of your love for him. Look how many of you are here. This is where we need to be. I need to be here too with you. Thank him for the heart that desires to gather together as a community and ask him to feed with his body and blood, your soul, so that it may continue to desire in his wisdom to follow not the statutes of the law, but to act upon the law as doers and not just hearers. And I promise I will do the same. If you tell Father I stole his story, I'm going to deny it.